This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Man, it's day 85, you know. Still no word from Rhapsody. I don't know, man. Like, I could just really use somebody to talk to, right? I'm saying, I got the white bread for the Red Hots, you know. Don't quite sound right if you don't know the song, but I just, whatever, we can watch basketball, chill. I'm just saying, man, like, holla at your boy.
What is TWS podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicator.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like it's Neanderthal. Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
I don't know, for some reason the way she says it fucks with me. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J. Flan, representing the White Pants Society, and I want to thank you first and foremost for taking some time out of your day to chill with me. I don't know, today we're gonna reminisce, hopefully this works out, but yeah, like I normally say, you could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me and I very much do appreciate it. So yeah, man, getting really close to episode 200. I don't know what I'm gonna do. We at 191. This is one I've wanted to do for a while. I don't know, I didn't know the right way to do it or if it would even be a good idea to do it. I still don't know if it's a good idea, but I don't have any other ideas, so that's what we're gonna do today. We're gonna see. I gotta make sure I got everything lined up here. It's a lot of background work that went into this. I don't think this was happenstance by any stretch of the imagination. Might have to move my mic over here so we can do this. So I said, it's a lot going on. Get prepared. Anyway, this has been a rough week. This has maybe been one of the hardest weeks that I can remember in a long time. Some of my responsibilities on the side, you know, caused me to do some things and have to make some decisions that were very, very tough for me. Also, on a personal note, everything on my show is personal. What am I talking about? But I didn't get to see Elise again. This is 3 weeks, you know, that we're going on. And I was asked if I was okay with, her mother keeping her for the weekend. It wasn't like, you know, something where I couldn't see her. I was asked if it was okay. And I said it was. And mainly because, the reason her mom wanted to keep her was because she was getting married this weekend. And, I found that out, like, the Wednesday before. I mean, I knew she was seeing somebody and that it was serious. I think she told me that they planned on getting married. I had no idea they were getting married, like, this weekend. I couldn't deprive my daughter of being a part of that. I'm sure that's been built up as a big day for her. And, she should be there for that. So as much as it sucked, didn't get to see Chef Elise this week. And then just to kick a man while he's down, Google Photos decided to remind me that 5 years ago to the day on Saturday was when I gave my ex-wife her engagement ring. Yeah, I think we had been married for like, I don't know, at least a year at the time. She didn't get an engagement ring when we got married because that's a whole nother story. It'll be in the book, so look for it. But 5 years ago today, I went and made a big purchase. Well, I made the purchase like weeks before. I had to wait for it to get delivered. But yeah, I got pictures of her like trying on the ring and all of that. And those were 5 years ago to the day on Saturday. So it's been a rough week. And I don't know, during times like that, I guess I needed a little pick-me-up. So what I decided to do, and this is the saddest thing that a grown man can do. This was like a midlife. I think I was having like a midlife crisis. Can you do that at 39, 40? Like, that's around the time, right? So maybe I was having a little midlife crisis. I don't know. I think it's real sad when like 40-year-old dudes try to relive their youth. But I don't know. This was one of those weekends, man. I decided to go back and kind of remember who I was at a time, you know, when I was having a lot of fun. And I don't know, something, you know, I thought I was dope at. My first love, you know, is and always will be music. And if you haven't heard me allude to it before on the show, there was a time when your boy thought he was a rapper. And yeah, so I went back this weekend and, you know, dug through the crates, man, listened to some old shit, you know. Who I used to be back when I was J. Dot Flan, a.k.a. Pusher Man. Yeah, I had, like, one of my first songs was, like, it was called Pusher Man with the, it had a whole Curtis Mayfield kind of vibe to it. It was just, like, comparing, you know, the way I delivered my lyrics or the way I delivered music to the way a drug dealer sells drugs or whatever. I mean, it was my attempt to be street without being street. Like, I know it wasn't from that life. But it was cool at the time, so I tried to make it about the music. So yeah, used to go by Pusher Man, and I don't know. Tonight or today, whatever you listen, whatever time you're listening to this, we're gonna go through some of what I think are my favorite verses. I don't know if I'm gonna play them all, or I don't know really what I'm gonna do. But that's what I got queued up. That's what I wanted to do. So that's what we're gonna do. This feels fucking sad. Anyway. I think I was pretty fucking good. Let's see. All right. So I'm going to start early in the rap career. So this is probably right after I got the Pusher Man moniker. In my heavy drinking days with like studio time included, like a lot of drinking. And, you know, I don't know. I was a white liquor drinker. Let's try this one out.
I'm on a quest for that loot and I ain't talking about cash. Just make a stop by the liquor, grab a bottle and dash. So I can have shorty shock and how long I can last. She waking up the next morning with a thong in the trash. So when you see me, don't bother to ask. So what I'm sipping is either the loot or goose or Long Island. If you're mixing that gin, is a killer. Somehow I'm always the victim, nod my head, sipping naughty head. That's when I get the tripping. I'm starting to get different. You know I'm usually calm, but right off that white, I'm like a ticking time bomb. Hold up in the glass, it's fresh and clean, just like me. Getting it done, the kettle one, fresh and clean as a white tee. Yeah. So keep your eyes peeled, nigga, you just might see the plan man wildin' out when I'm off them iced teas. No more than likely. One sip and I'm hyper, I need a chick, that's a rider and a designated driver.
You like that brown, I got that brown. Give me a cup and pour it up, it's going down.
We getting fucked up. Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know, how old could I have been when I made that? I was in my 20s, probably working at the White House, coming to the studio in suits and shit, like, making songs like that. But yeah, right, you know, white liquor was my thing, Absolute, Luke. Kettle One, if I was showing off, I got that from what, was it Brown Sugar? Where like, that was Tay Diggs' drink if he was showing off. He got it like a Kettle One martini or something like that. That's where I got that from. But yeah, I mean, I actually, dangerous time. Like, yeah, it was a lot of drinking. That's probably one of my favorite, like, ending lines. Like, I heard somewhere that, like, I gotta stop saying like, but I heard somewhere that, you know, you have like the first 10 seconds and the last 10 seconds of a verse to really like get people. I said I got to stop saying it. And I said it three more times. And, it, you know, that was one of my favorites early on. I need a chick that's a rider and a designated driver. Like, I'm getting fucked up. Like, yeah, so that was early Flan. This is like 15 years or more ago. So it's like 2006, maybe earlier. So I was trying to fit in, you know, I really wasn't that much of a street dude and from the suburbs and stuff, but you know, the group that I was with was not, so I tried to find my way to like fit in, and sometimes it's like be the voice of reason on certain tracks, or other times I would have to just give my take on something that maybe I didn't 100% understand. But I don't know. I just, let's see, try to go sequentially. I think this one, it's a little bit later. I'm a little bit further in my development as an artist. I'm still at the point where I have an issue with like empty space on the track. Like to me, you had to making a sound for the entire thing. Like there could be no moment of a pause, anything. I didn't understand a pause in the verse. So I wrote a lot of stuff that was very hard to record, hard to breathe through, because it was just jam packed with words. But I don't know. This was me trying to do something. Let's try this one. Church.
Plan so sick, nigga came up. Now my game thick like Spanish chicks. Better with age, imagine my display. I was just a teen with a crayon on my wrist. But it's not too impressive, I never flash cash. Cards in the wallet, large deposits. Count getting brawled to the pros like a faucet. I'm trying to break it all in, hand over fists. Fame over chicks, I'll pursue them. I move and confuse them, damn it's a gift. How I dupe them, maneuver them, got them goosing. Like who's that with flan in the whip? My new one, damn it's a trip. Watch some dudes, just hand them the chips. Just a glance at the hips, kind of Copperfield like Copperfield. And those magic tricks, looking for a house like Magic's crib. I'm trying to go out like Magic did with a tragic end. I never slip, but you never met a dude that's half as slick. No average spit, classic mastered it. Swagger is hazardous, no accident. Quotes is this potent, somebody plan for this. Higher calling, I ain't balling, but I acquire often. And you can hate, you need the jaws of life to pry them off. I keep it wrapped up, I eat the tracks up. Keep the trap stuff, I bleed the rap stuff. And if I get time, then I beat the backs up. I'm paper chasing, tell these freaks to catch up. Church.
Right. We're gonna go ahead and cut that. It was no hook to that joint. It was just, oh, you still talking. There's no hook to that one. We just had this other dude on the label named Gene. He was pimping Gene for that. He just talked like pimp shit for the bars in between the verses. Back in the, and that shit is still going. All right. Yeah, because that was back in the three verse day when, you know, you had 16 bar verses, 8 bar hooks, and you went, you know, back and forth for 3-4 verses. They don't even do that no more. Okay, we had a crew, me, I think on that song, it's like me, G, and Showtime, cat named Showtime, and then Gene on the hook. Me trying to be a pimp, flying so sick, a nigga came up, now my game thick like Spanish chicks. I had some good wordplay in there. There was some things I did in that verse that I'm like proud of. The, what was it? I don't even know what I said. Never flash cash, cards in the wallet, account getting brawled. No, never flash cash, cards in the wallet, larger deposits, account getting brawled to the post like a faucet. I'm trying to break it all in, hand over fist. Like, it was, I'm proud of that. But yeah, I was evolving as a rhymer at that point. I think at the time they was trying to sell me as like a Kanye or a For the Ladies kind of rapper. So I did a couple of things that was Kanye-ish, you know, I guess like rhyming over like Roy Ayers tracks and things like that. But again, keeping it crazy lyrical, in my opinion. So I think this is another one. This is a Roy Ayers one. And some of my favorite, like, I don't know, wordplay and just the way I weaved in and out of this one is, I enjoy it. Hold on. All right, let's do this one.
I am your highness, king in this rap thing. I flow so cold, I make the ice sick. Spit is so retarded, make your eyes drift. Nigga, you can compete with me, get deep, get deep. These cats don't understand how deep I could be. Give it to them easy as pie, they want the easiest three. Either you get it or you don't, I can't make people see. But for dope lines, call me the beef and leave it to me. Me, I leave it to Beaver. They the ones that's copping, and every time I reach the speaker, they straddle the tweeter. Cats want to battle the leader when they should be following. The former's more dangerous than handling either. The latter will arm you with tools like handling Nina's. You too could be a G if you had the demeanor. I could spit that smooth and still scar niggas. I know it's bizarre, niggas. It's like I spit tattoos. Even hard niggas be like this, that dude. Got the whole city waiting for me to spit that ooh.
Ooh, we. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if the verse gets any better. I also had a habit of like hitting you with my best punchline and the verse just like dying after that. Like I would build up to a point where I say something super dope and it just have nothing to follow that shit up with. I don't know. But that verse, you know, or that section of a verse, cause that went on, it started before that and it goes on for a while. I wasn't going to make y'all sit through all of that. But I had a lot of dope. Like I think that's when I started to think I could really do it, because I said some things in there that like impressed myself. Like like I thought I could do the metaphors and stuff at the level of the people I listen to. I like to, I was trying to be like, I guess somewhere between a mix, like a mix of Jay-Z with the Mos Def and Talib type thing in it. I listened to a lot of Common back then too. See, I was trying to be like super clever and, but laid back and you know, and just had a smooth voice, like Never Get Loud. But, I think I said some shit in there you can't say anymore. I said, thinking you can compete with me, you dee dee dee. Like that was that whole Carlos Mencia. And I said something else. I give it to him easiest party, one of the easiest three. I thought that was a dope one that most people usually don't get. And then the whole like playing with ladder and former, like I had to, I looked it up. I made sure I was using the words correctly, but I don't know why I had a thing to want to do that. You know, cats want to battle the leader when they should be following. The former is more dangerous than handling ether, and the latter will arm you with tools like handling Nina's. You too could be a G if you had the demeanor. Like, something about using former and latter that I was, my mother's an English teacher, I don't know. That felt good to me. That felt good to me. I don't know, this one I like. This was another, like, trying to make me Kanye. I think we did this over a Knife Wonder beat. And I think this is when I had, like, come into my own in terms of, like, my voice and how I should use my voice on songs. So I played this one for somebody recently. I was like, yeah, that joint was fire, man. That could still go. So I don't know, proud of it. Here we go.
Hardy G, best believe we promote the zone. Just need a 1-3 track and Flan's vocal tone. About to prove to you the hype was never overblown. He's still thinking you the nicest, leave that boat alone. Must be joking, Holmes, you was who the joke is on. Flan the B-boy, Bruce Leroy, the glow is on. Finally got my focus back, nigga, no Patron. The sweet smell of victory, boo, that's no cologne. I spit the food for thought, these niggas choking on. Call me Pusher Man, now say I don't make the dopest songs. Now that's a play on words, could be already home. I'd rather stay on third. Feel like I've already blown the way I make hoes purr. Feel like I'm Andretti's clone, the way I take on curves, superb. Now I'm just having fun, boo, don't take offense. Hard to see stars where I'm from, I'm here, take a glimpse. Plans coming to fruition, you should take a hint. Flam man spitting that shit, guess I should take a minute. Nah, you see, that just be a cover up. Life ain't sink or swim, I say it's the funk that bubbles up. That's how I got these niggas on the ropes like double dutch. I'm coasting like a bike downhill, homes are running up. Cats still wanna play, here run amok. Or you can pay per phrase to get your numbers up. Front for what? The doubters are so crazy. I'm consistently one of the best. Sorry, I'm so Brady. Towering over these cats, I'm sorry, I'm so shady. But push a man back with that crap, I'm so 80s. They still hate me, but damn what they say. I say this is pro ball, who let the amateurs play? Man, turn on the vaporizer, let the cannabis bake. I'm about to let my mind float for my sanity's sake. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I had a good. It's crazy that was like recorded 10 years ago, and I guess the Brady line still applies. You know, I'm consistently one of the best. Sorry, I'm so Brady. Like, he's still doing it. Crazy. I don't know. The things you think would date you actually turn out to be, I guess, timeless or whatever. The beat is still going. Anyway, yeah, I like that one. I like that one. Because I was really getting into my laid back, chill mode, trying to use the voice, trying to, you know, come across extra deep on the songs. I don't know if they was adding bass to it or not. I don't know. I think that's my natural tone. But I mean, yeah, at that point, I think I was doing a lot of stuff over songs, like established songs. Yeah, right around that time is when like things switched up. Where like the original crew I came in with was, you know, not recording as much, and I was still hanging around, still holding on to the dream, and was hooking up with younger dudes and doing, you know, other music. And then started like remixing shit, like doing a lot of remixes. So let's see, I think this one was a Snoop one. I like this one because it had the old school feel to it.
Okay. You see, I wanna rock right now. The name's Jay Flan and I came to get down. You know I'm something like Pacquiao with them sounds, so you can put them things down and we can spit rounds. And I'ma put my thing down until I get crowned. I'm something like the king, except I won't skip town. You know where I'm found, politicking with the family. Team bring heat and we ain't dipping to Miami. Capiche, understand me, nigga, get focused. Get your bread up and spit something my ghost writ. Everything I quote sick, so saying I'm the dopest, that's a real constant. To pay the statement, no shit, and that shit stamped no postage. Push a man, got him feeling for they dosage. And you know this, soon as they hear the bass, they know I'm in the place, and they all up in my face screaming. They don't get it.
They will though.
They will though.
Yeah. Another one of my favorite punchlines, saying I'm the dopest. That's a real constipated statement. No shit. And then I guess at that point I understood how to use a pause, and that like if the bars was hard enough, if the punchlines was hard enough, you didn't have to like fill every space with a word or a sound. You could let something sit and just take that. My pup shit, take that, you know. Evolving and growing. Like I really think it's crazy because when I was making this stuff, like, nothing was ever good enough. Nothing was ever good. And if there's any reason why, to me, I guess I never made it any further than I did, was because I wasn't proud enough of any of the work I did to push it, you know, and promote it. Like, I wouldn't tell people I was rapping. I wouldn't tell people I made music. I was like, damn near ashamed of it. And, yeah, man, like, these days, every once in a while, I sit back and start going through them. Like, yeah, that boy had a little bit of talent. Let's see, another remix. Let's do this one.
Yeah. Niggas, all I know is progress. My demise was far-fetched, but go ahead and sleep on the team. Good night, God bless. It's good morning, but the sun, it just looks foreign. I've been up all night, songwriting and lick porn. Getting ready for another dark night, Kamish Gordon. So clap for him, my success is rip-roaring. Niggas, I spit awesome. I inhale trees and shit coffins. I murder these beats. Can't CPR, I'm just increase the margins. Single space the line so I can fit some more bars in. Shorty soft as Charmin, she looking doe-eyed. And sorry, I'm the only buck in here, Doug Martin. But I keep him running back in real life. You picture perfect, what that still life feel like. And you know I can eat a peach when it's real ripe. So let a brother get a peek, get a little bite. Yikes, I'm having too much fun. Just me and a couple friends playing 2-on-1. Interrupted by the phone, you know who you done rung. And you ain't talking about shit, guess what you done won. You meet the...
I had to let that one play out because, you know, that was half the joke. The song was called Click. Tried to play with the click thing and you get the click at the end and they don't even have landlines no more. Has anybody heard that song? Like that sound, that do-do-do-do. Anybody heard that in like 5-10 years? Crazy. That was a perfect example of like me building a verse to a bar and then like shit dropping off completely. One, I did some nerdy shit in there with the whole single space the lines and increase the margins and all that, like so not gangster, but yeah, the whole thing was building to that Doug Martin line. Like I was trying to keep the vowel sound going until I could get to the Doug Martin line. I was a big fantasy football player and Doug Martin had won me a championship pretty much. And Doug Martin played for the Buccaneers. So it was the whole shorty soft and charming. She looking doe-eyed. And sorry, I'm the only buck in here, Doug Martin. So it was the doe-eyed and the buck, but then the Buccaneer and the Doug Martin. I mean, you know, either you get it or you don't. I was very proud of that, but then the verse went off a cliff. It just went into some super dumb shit after that. And but it ended with the clip, which I thought was, you know, at least creative. I don't know. All right, we're getting close to time. I want to hit a couple more and then I'm out. I'm gonna let y'all go. Hopefully you've enjoyed some of this, and maybe you can give me some critiques to tell me something. But I think this one was me at like the height of my abilities. This is probably my favorite example of where I grew as an artist and what I thought I could do on like a song that actually would be worth some radio play. Like, this is one, if there's a verse on Appearance or whatever that I was ever proud of, it's this one. And the crazy thing about this one is this was me recycling a verse. I actually wrote this verse to an Odyssey beat. And then I don't know if I like tagged him in the tweet where I was like putting it out. And then he tweeted something later on, like, you know, these whack rappers are always rap over your shit and they find a way to make sure you hear it or something like that. And I think I saw him later sitting at a bar before a concert. I went to see an Odyssey show. I think I went to see a Lil Brother show and Odyssey was opening. But he was like sitting at the bar before the show started. I was too chicken shit to say anything. But yeah, recycled the verse, put it on this one. One of my favorite. If there's a favorite thing I ever did, it's this one.
Baby, stay the night, and it just might change your life, yeah.
Baby, you too fresh for this tacky world. Come roll with me, shorty, you could be my Cali girl. I'm just saying, you like beaches and palm trees. You know my weakness, the peak in them small jeans. Even in sleep, ooh, you featured in all dreams. You leave a nigga speechless of all things, So what's a rapper to do when I'm trying to prove I'm doing more than rapping to you? I'm hoping you might enjoy some Vegas action for two. That way we can leave behind what we happen to do. Now we ain't getting no sleep, let's get Manhattan the view. Girl, I'm trying to see the world, pick up an accent with you. And in the winter months we can be so cozy. I get the feeling it's something you want to show me. So now I'm hoping that you a great mind, meaning that we think alike, and if so, then do it slowly. Yeah, there's so much to explore. I see your waters run deep. Let's let go of the shore. Say goodnight to the bad guy. Say hello to a lord. Or we can take it slow if you're still unsure. But I'm betting I can persuade you to at least stay tonight and maybe leave in a day or two. Just imagine the breakfast I make for you. That's some food for thought, baby. You the one I cater to.
Come on, girl, let's ride. We'll go wherever you like.
Name a place and time. But you think he's right. Yeah. Nah, that's my favorite. I think, yeah, I mean, you can hear there me getting used to pausing and using the pauses for effect. I was trying to do the little Jay-Z. I throw the you know, I incorporated that into my game. You know, I felt like that was probably a more suitable for the ladies type joint than some of the things I had done before. There was a little too raunchy, or me trying to appease the dudes in the room, you know, with what you should be saying to a woman versus I don't know, maybe what I wanted to say to a woman. Another one of my like favorite ending lines, you know, just imagine the breakfast I make for you. That's some food for thought, baby. You the one I cater to. Like, I thought that was some slick shit. I wish I could say that in real life and like it go off the way it sound like it should. But it won't. But yeah, man, that was definitely one of my favorites. Me and Verb. I think that's I forget the dude whose actual beat that is that we stole. So I don't know. This whole episode is full of copyright violations. But what's new? Man, I don't know. That's been like a half an hour trip down memory lane with your boy J.Dot Flan. I really did love music, still love music, you know. Still, from time to time, get the itch to do something. Really want to, I don't know, just want to stretch my legs a little bit. See what I got left in the tank. I don't know. Nah, it ain't going to happen. I work with some guys. I help them record some things. I think I can be like a recording coach. Because writing and recording is two different things. If you listen to that last one, you can, like, I think if you record, you may be able to hear, like, where I got in like my professional recording career, because you can hear the spaces where I worked out to take a breath and how, you know, how I was anticipating those spaces, catching those quick breaths and coming right back in, and even using some of those pauses to get a breath and come right back in, so everything could be consistent, the tone, the volume, and everything could be consistent all the way through. I wasn't running out of breath or rushing anything. So that's why I like that one the most, because that was like not just to me lyrically a dope verse, but it was also an example of me becoming a professional in terms of being in the booth and understanding how to record something and how to write it in a way that I could record it, how to practice it in a way that I would be comfortable once I got in there and just knock it out. Super proud of that one. But with that being said, let's run through the calls to action. My homie Zaya Fitness on Instagram, he can get you right. All your fitness needs, nutrition coach, all of that good stuff. He's also a rapper, but he's young enough to be one. So I'm going to let him have that. But yeah, Zaya Fitness, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram. Hit him up. He can get you where you want to be. If you're looking for ways to be impactful, not just, you know, I don't know, writing lyrics or whatever. If you're actually trying to do something to change the world. My music could have changed the world. Anyway, if you're actually trying to do something to better this world, be impactful on this world, ttcharities.org, TT for Tavares Taylor, ttcharities.org. Check out the website. Donate what you can. Time, money, books, clothes. They always have some sort of drive or something going to, you know, take care of the people. So if you're looking for ways to contribute, ttcharities.org is a great place to start. I have the two websites, whatistws.com and definefunctional.com. Those are my two podcasts. What is TWS drops episodes every Monday, except for this Monday when I'm dropping it on Tuesday. But, you know, we ain't going to talk about that. Define Functional is a more of inconsistent, but we're getting there. If you're looking to be a guest on either one, please hit me up, flan@whatistws.com. Hoodie season is still in effect on the merchandise store, so you can get your hoodies, your t-shirts, your hats. I got mugs. I got all kinds of shit in there. But whatistws.com/store. Use the coupon code Hoodie Season, HOODIESZN, 20% off your entire order. And that's all I really got for y'all today. I appreciate you rocking with me. I'm having my little midlife crisis. You know, next week we may get back to normal. I'm probably going to see my daughter. And maybe I'll have a story to tell. So we'll see how that goes next week. I actually have done something recently. I have worked on some music recently. And I was debating as I was recording this episode which way I was going to end this. I was either going to end this with some old shit and then like maybe drop some new shit at the end of it. Like, surprise. But that's not going to happen. I think I'm actually going to play something I've been working on. It's just for fun. I don't know. It's mad raw, not edited. Sound isn't great, but I don't know. I just felt like stretching my legs and getting some bars out. So with that said, y'all be safe. Y'all be the light. Be easy. Talk to you soon. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. Been a long time coming. I don't know. I just wanted to do something fun, man. Let's go. Set up shop, I put the beat on replay. Cook up so much dope, you think I speak no English. Bars on deck, like I live in the PJs. And these days, niggas can't keep pace with these J's. I'm on a run, can't stop me. I'm moving light speed, Han Solo can't clock me. I live by a creed, no relation to Rocky. When you live like me, you ain't gotta be cocky. I ain't never gotta tell the people I'm a genius. I impress some shallow niggas with some deep shit. Matter of fact, give me any title that you see fit. Both my idols and rivals know that he's sick. He spit that raw shit, that all shit, that leave a hater face looking nauseous. Be cautious, y'all don't want this cause I'm frostbit. I star shit, I'm on another level, y'all mosh pits, some starships. Face it, it's that God sent, hard to hit. Guard your shit before I stick you, before you re-up. Off the heat up, catch a flight, hit DC up. Call my nigga 1-3 up, see if he up. Yeah, let's hit the town, show them how we do. Daddy flow, I'm making power moves in my shower shoes. A genius, Santa recluse, Howard Hughes. Don't act like you don't know, cause nigga, now you do. Huh, about time we got acquainted. But fuck being famous, I'm enjoying being my favorite. Blessed and highly favored, a prodigal son. My complexion is the product of sun. I ain't a hero, just a product of one. Meaning I'm larger than the sum. As long as my mama got me, y'all don't bother me none. But she told me to love y'all, so please pardon my tongue. Trust me, I'm still learning, know the father's from dumb. I started meditating, using rum as a mantra. I keep it with me night and day, like I'm humming Sinatra. Used to keep it with me, just to numb the depression. Throwing my Spotify playlist, just to run from the questions. Like,
Is he really real? Is he really repping? Is it Black Lives Matter against any weapon? Or just metaphors and rhetoric about intersections? Is hip-hop really dead? All just intercession? All just intercession? Or is this how I really feel? Still afraid of being judged? Still afraid of Emmett Till? Still afraid of accusations? Still afraid of prosecution? Still afraid of misconceptions? Dismissing my contribution? Still afraid of being forgotten? If I stop producing 10 years later when I drop, still got them goosing, introduce. The game's best kept secret. Couldn't be flyer with my name on a leaflet. Thought that I retired, but I'm back on my creep shit. I just watch from the bench and show up when you need shit. Look who got him speechless. Nothing to compete with. Hoodie Mellow Legendary. Lobo Dame 3 Swish. And now this ain't a sneak diss. This is where the buck stops, like the Heat bench. You're dealing with a short shot. Fuck your defense. Life give you lemons. Make a remix. G shit. Flint. Man, just having fun, man. I just needed to stretch my legs for a bit.